Employment still dropping.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A private gauge of employment came out just a few minutes ago. The ADP report says non-farm employers cut 371,000 jobs last month. That's 20% fewer jobs than were lost in June, but it is more job cuts than economists were expecting. Later this week, the government releases the unemployment rate for July, and it could top 10%. The Treasury Department is expected to announce today it's going to boost the sale of inflation-protected bonds. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Let's bring in Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson live from New York. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Jeremy, what is the Treasury Department up to here?
Well, there were a couple of lackluster bond auctions last week and also a very strong auction of a product they offer called TIPS. That's Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. These are bonds that pay investors back based on the consumer spending index. So that means you don't have to worry about inflation if you're buying bonds and lending money to the U.S. government. Well, it appears those auctions last week sent a message to the Treasury Department that investors want that protection and they want to buy more of these TIPS.
So if inflation goes up, U.S. taxpayers are on the hook for paying that extra rate of return?
Right. If there's high inflation as the economy rebounds, and as many people are predicting because of all the borrowing the U.S. government has been doing, that could ramp up the bill for taxpayers. But if inflation remains flat, Bill, which it is now, it's actually a better deal to buy an ordinary treasury with a fixed rate of return. So it's not a sure thing for the investor when they buy TIPS that they're going to do better. But reportedly, the Chinese, which, as you know, are the biggest lender to the U.S. government, are very interested in purchasing these inflation-protected securities. So we are likely to see more of those auctions in the coming months.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joining us live. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
And by the way, 30-year fixed mortgage rates fell last week to a three-week low, an average 5.17%. And the Mortgage Bankers Association says demand for home loans rose last week. European stocks are slightly higher this morning. Asian shares were lower today by more than a percent. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 33 points and closed at 9,320. This morning, Procter & Gamble reported an 18% drop in quarterly profit. Sales fell more than expected. Members of Congress are heading home for their August recess, which means the health care debate might be coming to a town hall near you. Reporter Tamara Keith says those town hall meetings can get more exciting than anyone planned.
There are talking points and web strategies and carefully choreographed town hall meetings. But when you're in a community rec room with a couple hundred people, things can get out of hand. This is video from a healthcare town hall held by Texas Congressman Lloyd Doggett last weekend. It's been viewed on YouTube about 400,000 times. Conservative or liberal, it's pretty easy for activists to stack a town hall meeting, which might explain why strategists are suggesting members try telephone town halls. Jack Pitney is a political science professor at Claremont McKenna College.
If I were a member of Congress, I'd be tempted to go the telephone town hall route. The only trouble is if you do that exclusively, you expose yourself to the charge that you're ducking from your constituents, and that can be politically harmful, too.
He says members of Congress face the risk of either being branded as cowards or showing up on YouTube in an embarrassing video. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
You know, as healthcare legislation works its way through Congress, we'd like to hear about your healthcare concerns. We're going to use your stories to help guide our stories. So visit us online at marketplace.org. President Obama today will announce $2.4 billion in grants for the manufacture of advanced batteries to power the hybrids and electric cars of the future. 25 states are receiving money. Michigan got the most grants with 11. As for which companies got the grants, that is not yet public.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
The Obama stimulus package includes $8 billion for high-speed rail. But is money enough? Will Americans ever embrace rail transit, no matter how much we build? Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus is just back from Japan. He is asking himself that question. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
You went to Japan. You rode the rails. What'd you see?
Not just the rails. I rode everything they could throw at me. Bullet trains, express trains, commuter trains, subways, monorails. It's remarkable because you think of Japan as being a very expensive place. It's all affordable. It's all very smooth. And it's all very on time.
So how could we ever get something like that over here?
Well, that's a really good question, and that's what I put to the experts when I said, look, why can't we have something like what the Europeans have or the Asians have right here in the United States? And they said, it's more complicated than if you build it, they will come. It turns out there's many moving parts to making public transportation a big success, not least of which the real trick is getting people out of their cars. And in Europe and Asia, well, that's a slightly different thing. They've got a different culture. Here, we look at cars as our God-given birthright, and any sort of policy that's going to do that is probably going to fail politically, not least of which parking. Big factor in this. If you don't make parking prohibitively expensive, like, say, in New York, people will take their car everywhere for any purpose. That's one of the first things you have to do. Toll roads, another thing. High gas taxes, another thing. Well, these are all very politically challenging things to do in the United States.
So you didn't find a single flaw in your Japanese rail adventure?
Well, there was one flaw. There was a day when I was going through the mountains of Kyushu, and there was a major thunderstorm. There was delays. These guys in uniform from the railway company came out and they bowed and they apologized and they waived the fee for the rest of the trip. Well, that might be an inconvenience, but I wish we had something like that here.
I will never treat you that well.
I appreciate that.
David Lazarus, business columnist at the LA Times. Thanks.
A pleasure.
And finally, the LA Times reports top actors and filmmakers are not getting the money they used to from studios. Used to be an A-lister could practically name his or her wage. Now, even if you're a megastar, you might actually have to drop your price. Unless, the newspaper says, your name is Will Smith. In Los Angeles, unfortunately, I'm just Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.